We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I am issuing a face covering requirement for all counties with more than 20 COVID cases.
Let's stop COVID in our community and beyond. My mother is 93 years old in an assisted living, and she's been on shutdown for months. I want to see her alive again.
This is extreme tyrannical overreach of government.
We have a right in America not to wear masks.
This is a disease, and if you're sick, you need to listen to your doctor. And the doctors are telling us to wear the mask.
It's a hot-button issue that has some debating the idea of freedom versus safety. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of KRLD In Depth. I'm Austin York. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a face-covering requirement in public spaces in counties with 20 or more positive cases. Now, this comes after many county judges and mayors of the state's largest counties and cities urged him to do so. But the issue of wearing masks during this pandemic has taken plenty of turns. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and has been the source of much of what the country knows about COVID-19. Back in March, he made these comments to 60 Minutes.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
But after several studies were published, Dr. Fauci reversed course and started promoting mask wearing across the country.
Masks are not 100% protective. However, they certainly are better than not wearing a mask, both to prevent you, if you happen to be a person who maybe feels well but has an asymptomatic infection that you don't even know about, to prevent you from infecting someone else. But also, it can protect to a certain degree, not 100%, in protecting you from getting infected.
So how effective are the masks? Why are they necessary? Can they actually prevent and slow the spread of the virus? And who should be wearing them? To get these answers, KRLD's Mitch Carr spoke with Dr. Joseph Chang, the chief medical officer for the Parkland Health System in Dallas.
I've heard from so many people that, I don't think I should wear a mask. I don't think I can wear a mask. Listen, the answer to that is actually pretty simple. Unless you have a breathing disorder that makes it so you have trouble breathing just on a normal basis, or you have a mental disorder that makes it so any sort of covering on your face triggers that, barring those situations, pretty much everyone else should be in a mask.
All right, that being said, what kind of mask? I mean, does it have to be an N95? Can you use a bandana?
Well, listen, if I were to boil this down real simple, the best mask to wear is the one that's on your face. And I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, honestly, anything that covers your face is better than nothing. So that I would not use that as a reason at all for anyone to say, well, since I can't get the best kind of mask, I won't wear any kind of mask. Anything that can cover your face is better than none. Now, that being said, we do know that even what we call level one masks or level two masks that you can find at like CVS or Walgreens, hey, that's not an N95, but that's plenty good. We would consider cloth masks, level one masks, And just for reference, sort of the rating of masks sort of goes from 1 to 3. And then there's the N95 that's above that. Okay, so just for reference, that's what that means. So we would consider cloth masks level 1. But even level 1 masks are very effective. So if I were to give your listeners sort of a idea of how effective we're talking about, I've said this in many different outlets now. These are science numbers. They are undisputed. If there are two people facing each other within a close distance, let's just say a couple feet, if one of them has COVID and neither one has a mask on, you're talking about a transmission rate of about 90%. That means you're probably going to get it, okay? If the person who does not have COVID puts on a mask, that drops that rate to about 60 to 70% rate of transmission, okay? If only the person who has COVID puts a mask on, that drops that transmission percentage down to 20 or 30%. If both people have masks on, it drops the transmission rate to 1% or less. So the very simple act of putting a mask on everybody drops the chance of transmission from 90% to 1%. That is science and undisputed. Everyone needs to be in a mask.
A lot of people say they're not going to wear a mask. They just say, I'm not going to do it. What do you say to the naysayers?
Now, look, not everyone can associate with being a doctor. I get that. So when we talk about, oh, look at all of the people in the hospital and things like that, people don't see that. That's not in their experience. I understand that. But you know what? Everyone is a friend. Everyone is a family member. I am a father. I am a husband. I'm a son. The danger is not necessarily to you. It's what you might take to others. That's really the thing that I wish that people would remember and think about. If that is really what you're doing, you're protecting your neighbor. We're at a place in our society now where all kinds of things, you know, are going on. But we need to be able to look at each other in the eye and say, for your health, I am willing to put this piece of paper on my face or this piece of cloth on my face. And I trust that you, for my health, you care enough about me that you would simply put a covering on your face. That's what we really need to get to as a society, that we can look at each other and say, I will protect you by doing this very simple thing. And as far as is this real, let me just give you some examples of what's going on just in terms of pure numbers and put it in some sort of perspective. If I'm to look 4 weeks ago, and these are facts, again, these are undisputed, these are firsthand facts from my own hospital system. So I'm not getting this information from anywhere else. This is not rumor. This is my own data. About 3 to 4 weeks ago, we were starting to do what we call asymptomatic testing, so testing of people who don't have symptoms. We were finding that about 0.7% of the people that were testing with no symptoms were coming up positive with COVID and able to give it to other people. So 0.7%, just so we put that into perspective for DFW. DFW is almost 5 million people. It's about 4.8 million people at the last census and the last count. That translates into roughly around 50,000 people, 40-some thousand people. Today, in less than 4 weeks, I'm looking at an asymptomatic rate of almost 8%. So that is 10 times what it was before. So now we are looking at, around DFW, 300 to 350,000 people who are walking around with COVID-19 that don't know it. I want to stress that again. That is 350,000 people walking around DFW who do not have symptoms. So not only do you not know who they are, they don't know who they are. Okay, now if we were to bring this down to the level of just sort of your close friends, right? If I'm talking about a close to 8% positive rate for COVID-19 for people who do not have symptoms, that means if you get in a gathering of 12 people, there will be one in there that has COVID. That is a small group of people. If you just look at and think about sort of what is our typical party that we have, you know, at our home or we go out somewhere, that's maybe 20 or 30 people. That means that in that group, Mitch, there are two that have COVID that don't know they have COVID, and you don't know who they are. That's pretty significant. So I would say to the folks that feel like, you know what, this is not going to hit me, this is not real, this is not out there, just think about that. If you get in a group with a little more than 10 people, one of them will have it. And if you don't have a mask on, or they don't have a mask on, is that something you want to take a risk for? That's the question I would have for folks.
Now, you've seen it on social media, medical skeptics, and some of them are doctors, PhDs, MDs, retired neurosurgeons, all kinds of folks who talk about the dangers of wearing a mask.
Well, listen, I have to say, number one, that social media is probably one of the worst sources for good information, just in general. I do have to put that out there. I obviously as well have seen all over social media various folks with various credentials coming out and saying, you know, multiple things about their personal experience or their personal thoughts on, you know, what masks may have drawbacks of masks, what, you know, may be. But I would say this. No one disputes, again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. No one disputes the fact that masks decrease infection. No one disputes that. No one disputes that masks prevent mucus from sort of being ejected all over the environment and atmosphere. No one disputes that. There are certain facts that can be sort of cherry-picked to make one's narrative appear one way or another. And let me just address a couple of those that you sort of mentioned. One is, well, masks are dirty. Well, masks are dirty. No one said that, you know, a mask used over and over, days and days and days, don't get dirty. Of course they do. So no one is suggesting that you should use a mask, you know, for instance, every day for a week and not replace it. That no one suggested that's the right way to use a mask. And in fact, we do advise people, if you're going to use a reusable cloth mask, that that be washed regularly. And by regularly, I mean daily, or certainly at least once every couple of days. The idea that masks make it hard to breathe. Listen, again, at the very top, we talked about there are certain individuals where wearing a mask can be detrimental. Now, but that is the vast minority of individuals.
It's because of this feeling within the scientific community that we heard the call echoed by leaders in Texas, including Governor Greg Abbott.
I know that some people feel that wearing a mask is inconvenient or that it is like an infringement of freedom. But I also know that wearing a mask will help us to keep Texas open, because not taking action to slow the spread will cause COVID to spread even worse, risking people's lives and ultimately leading to the closure of more businesses.
He issued an executive order requiring all Texans to wear a face covering over the nose and mouth in public spaces.
I am issuing a face covering requirement for all counties with more than 20 COVID cases. This safe standard requires Texans to wear masks in public spaces with certain common sense exceptions. This requirement is not intended to be punitive. Instead, we just need everyone to do their part to help to slow the spread.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins held an emergency meeting of commissioners and by a 3-2 vote passed an ordinance requiring businesses to come up with a plan to require patrons to wear masks when in those businesses. He had this warning for those getting out.
Where you cannot go to the place and wear the mask all the time, or your fellow people there aren't wearing the mask all the time. So if you're going to a spin class where everybody wears the mask into the room and then takes off the mask and pants and breathes heavily for an hour, your breath is traveling about 10 times farther and you're expelling a lot more volume at the spin class without your mask on. So maybe there's a different way to exercise for now during the surge. Anywhere where you're going and people can't wear their mask all the time, just don't go there.
While the mask requirements have been adhered to by many, some are upset about what they feel is government intrusion. Outbursts have been caught on camera, including this one from a woman in Fort Worth at a convenience store who was refused service because she did not have a mask on.
I don't have a mask. It's going to take you to... I'm spreading more dirt standing here, for God's sakes. I'm not paying for a mask. I'm not paying for it. We have a right in America not to wear a mask. If you don't watch the news, we don't have to do this.
She ended up spitting on the counter before leaving. In McKinney, a mask ordinance was passed by the city council. Mayor George Fuller gave this plea to residents.
As mayor, again, setting aside what I believe the most important thing, our health and our well-being, I look at businesses in McKinney being closed again, and that will be an absolute death sentence to many businesses. It's already been a death sentence to a number of businesses. Matter of fact, some projections are as high as 50% in some industries will not reopen. Now that they're being closed again, what do we do about that? And, you know, I think in a hypothetical world, right, if we were all discussing this subject, saying, what if, again, forget your stance on whether this pandemic is serious, ultra serious, not serious, forget that a second. And let's say that we were just discussing a pandemic that had the economic impact and that was closing businesses. And I asked the question, what would we as a community, what would we as McKinney be willing to do to help curb that? What would we do to help our fellow neighbors that have businesses that are being closed down? What would we do? What would we be willing to do? And if the answer to that question at the time, and I asked you, hey, if it was determined that wearing masks, washing your hands, and social distancing would have the greatest impact on curbing those numbers and prevent other businesses and other families from just sheer economic devastation, would we be willing to do that? And I got to believe that in that hypothetical, everyone would say, of course we would, right? We'd all have our hands up with other ideas too. We would be all in on what can we do to keep those businesses from being closed and shut down again. Well, it's not hypothetical. And here we are at that crossroads. And we are being told by the experts, they all tell us that there is a 50 to 70% reduction in transmission if we wear masks, we socially distance, we wash our hands. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Even if we don't believe it's the right thing to do, let's just assume that maybe, possibly, we're wrong. If you're one of those people that don't believe there's any good to come of masks and whatnot, accept that you might be wrong. And if you are wrong, the cost of being wrong is more people going to get sick. Again, I'll set the health aside for a second, though that's the most important. But if it's possible you're wrong, the numbers are going to continue to rise and businesses are going to continue to be closed and families that you and I love are going to be on skid row. They're going to lose their homes. They're losing their business. So let's humble ourselves. And whether we believe it's necessary or not necessary, let's defer to the experts right now. Okay. And let's do that. I promise you, it's not the end of the world. We're not asking too much.
Now in neighboring Plano, a similar ordinance was attempted. And before that vote was taken, the council heard from the public, who seemed split on the idea.
I just think this is extreme tyrannical overreach of government. If somebody wants to wear a mask, that should be up to them. To put that on the business owner, fines and penalties, whatever you guys plan to do on those business owners, you know, they don't have the kind of control over those customers that they should have. But more importantly, as a Christian, I'm very concerned about this. You cannot buy or sell unless you have on our mask, because the mask is going to, wherever we can't buy or sell without that mask, I guarantee it's coming with Bill Gates' vaccine, and I ain't taking his vaccine. I hope you guys will rule in favor of freedom and the Constitution. People have fought and died to defend our freedoms and that Constitution.
We beg you as a family, please adopt the mask ordinance. let's stop COVID in our community and beyond. My mother is 93 years old and in assisted living, and she's been on shutdown for months. I want to see her alive again. When I go to my Tom Thumb grocery store at 6 a.m. when they open for the senior immune compromised hours, and I see people glare at me, and I hear people come on this, and the comments before we started, that I'm scared. What I'm scared of is the people who will not protect their neighbors. That's what scares me. I'm willing to give up a little bit of freedom for others, and it kind of sickens me, frankly, and disgusts me that people want to quote their version of Facebook scientific facts or whatever. I gave birth to a doctor, so I guess I'm as much of a medical expert as anybody, but I think we need an ordinance because it's the right thing to do. We have on our panel, we have people who have cancer patients in their home, on our own city council. Let's do the right thing, people. Let's not stand behind our banner of individual freedom and screw our neighbors over, for heaven's sake.
Now, in the end, the Plano City Council voted not to require a mask, instead voting to strongly suggest people wear them. A disappointment to the city's mayor. An anti-mask protest was held in Austin, which attracted hundreds. Many there were upset about the mask-wearing requirements and the closing of parts of the economy.
Talk about masks, and you talk about cases increasing, and you talk about the economic impact of all that. Instead of like giving people like clear advice about what to do, you start speaking in riddles about mask wearing. It's ridiculous. It's a warning sign. We can't shut down anymore. We shouldn't be shutting down at all.
But Speaker of the Texas House Dennis Bonin put out a few tweets about mask wearing, where he said, "If you're out and about over the 4th, show your patriotism by wearing a mask." KRLD's David Rankin spoke to him about why Texans should heed the warnings on masks.
And that's one of the things that's very difficult about the coronavirus is that it's new. And so we keep learning more and more about it. The CDC is no different. And in the beginning, they didn't have the facts and information that they have today. And now, without debate or question, all medical experts in the CDC say that wearing a mask can dramatically, up to 80%, reduce the spread of COVID-19. And that's the point I've wanted people to understand. If we simply make this minor intrusion of wearing a face covering or mask in public, we can live a more normalized existence during COVID. We can go into businesses. We can go to our church worships. We can do these things as we used to do if we simply all agree to wear a face covering in public. We can have the life we desire.
What is it about face masks that so many people are so passionate that they do not want to wear it, that they think they're having their rights infringed?
Well, I can't explain it, because the reality of it is not wearing a face mask is an infringement on rights. Not wearing a face mask is where you will see restrictions on our freedoms and our liberties. That's what makes no sense. It's a very illogical perspective, but they are literally creating infringement on freedom and liberty by not wearing a mask, because it will do what just happened in Arizona. They closed down more businesses in Arizona because of the rising number of cases. We don't want that in Texas. We don't want to restrict freedoms and prosperity and economic improvement in Texas. We don't want to slow that down. We don't want to change that. And there's a solution, and it's called wearing a face covering in public. And that solution also provides you greater freedom and greater liberty and greater economic prosperity. I don't know how anyone could be against that.
And the governor had to go back to closing bars again and reduce restaurant capacities to 50%. Is Texas possibly looking at other restrictions if these numbers keep going up like they are?
Well, Texas won't have a choice if the numbers keep going up. I mean, it's not an option. Look at what's happening in other states. As the numbers have risen beyond what Texas has seen rise, they've had to make further restrictions. Again, Texans are in control. And it's a simple issue. If we simply wear a face covering in public, we don't have to talk about further restrictions to freedom and liberty. That's what we're trying to avoid, and I don't understand the unwillingness.
It's an issue that has strong opinions on both sides, and one that KRLD would definitely be following. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of KRLD In Depth. You can listen to KRLD anytime for the latest news, traffic, and weather. And make sure to check out other episodes of KRLD In Depth on our podcast page. For KRLD In Depth, I'm Austin York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.